Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Lisa Crocker from EIEIO Farm in Leverett.
You have to sing it.
EIEIO. Oh. My friend wrote a book called Punk Farm. He's a children's book author and illustrator, Jared Krasowska, and they do a punk rock version of Old MacDonald's Farm in the book, so I love singing E-I-E-I-O like Axl Rose. Do you want me to do it?
Yes.
E-I-E-I-O. Yowza! I usually let it go on for like... Yeah, there we go. Lisa, you've been doing this since 1982. You were pre-local agricultural movement here in the Valley, or I guess post-first agricultural movement in the Valley.
It's true.
What got you into the farming and doing it the way that you do it so early on?
The way I do it changed, but what got me into it early on was I grew up in Oregon on a horse farm anyway. I spent a lot of time in the Midwest, which was horrible because there's farming everywhere and it's monocrop and I couldn't hardly survive it. But I then ended up in the city, and at some point around 25, I started growing corn and my own lovely spices out in the backyard and up the walls of my brownstone. And I said, I got to get out of here.
That's amazing to grow corn, though, on a brownstone. Mr. Brownstone. So then you just realize you want to be growing more than you can grow on a brownstone.
Much more. We ended up looking for my ideal home, and I had a huge list. And I got shown every little crappy horse barn in the entire valley. There was this incredible description of an old inn. We drove up, and I go, oh, my God. That's my house.
And plenty of room to grow corn.
So now plenty of room to grow.
But you're not growing corn now, are you?
Never did.
What do you have on your farm?
I went right into animal husbandry in a big way and sustainable farming.
You did mention that you've changed how you've done things since 1982. What were you doing first and how have you changed?
Well, what I was doing first was more like the 1930s scrap farmer. I was digging and begging things out of the ground. Later, as the permaculture thing started to develop, which for me is not that old, you know,
right.
Maybe for the last 5 years, I got reinvigorated to take this pretty nice sized piece of property and get into real pasture farming, which is what grazing's about, and incorporating food quality everywhere for the livestock to graze on.
For people that don't know exactly, permaculture can be a hard concept to kind of wrap your head around.
It's taking ecosystems that already exist and getting very clever about introducing food quality and nutritive supply quality plant growth that matches that ecosystem. So you're almost replacing pieces of the ecosystem with something that will serve you better, but it's duplicating the ecosystem that was already there.
And you're doing this now, it's sort of like permaculture, raising animals, having them forage in the forest rather than traditional big open space.
They've got everything. Grazing. They've got pastures, they've got forests to go through, they've got natural waterways.
And what kind of animals?
This is for meat, goat, lamb, pigs, cattle, chickens, turkeys.
What sort of nutrients are you then adding into the ecosystem permaculture-wise on EIEIO farm?
Well, the animals add a lot if it's managed correctly. And you rotate the grazing. One of the fun things about pasture raising is move your animals through on kind of a short cycle. Ideally, it's a 3-day cycle. They go in densely packed enough that they actually get the one bite method. I have not mastered this. This takes developing your pastures and everything. And
I thought you didn't master it personally, where you can take one bite of something.
I could do that.
I can't.
That
really, I can't do it. Once you pop, you can't stop. Once you pop,
you can stop. Really?
I've heard from Pringles.
A turkey egg. I hope you're going to hold yourself to do that. Anyway, so they take their bite, and they're so densely populated that they are dropping their soiling everywhere, and then they're coming in with their little cloved hoops, packing the manure into the area and leaving. They're actually tilling in a natural way that's very healthy for the soil. Then you move in your birds, and they scatter all the manure, pull out all the protein, which is like 28% of their feed, is if it's properly, the numbers are put together right, which is huge. Then they put in the nitrogen, and off everybody goes. It's just primed to grow.
Happy little ecosystem you're letting your animals help you create then.
Exactly. I'm cooperating with their method.
Lisa Crocker from EIEIO Farm in Leverett. You brought some of your delicious meats with you.
I brought things. I brought you apple parsnip butter to try with a gluten-free sourdough potato bread.
Nice.
The third turkey egg of the season.
Wow.
I don't know how it's boiled. It could be soft. It could be hard.
I better do that one over the sink as opposed to the radio board here.
Some hamburger on a bed of spinach with a little mayonnaise whip. with fresh dill.
The egg makes me nervous. I've never had a turkey egg.
Well, you're in for it. Let's just hope there's not a turkey in there.
One bite. That's the goal, right?
When Monty grazes, we move the fences.
Mmm.
Parsnips in there?
Parsnip butter. All right, let's try this egg.
And it's about the same size as a chicken egg.
Do it over that. The shells look great. They're spotted.
You know, I didn't do the egg trick. This is important, this egg trick. Everyone should know it. If you have a fresh egg and it sticks like yours is sticking right now to the shell, all you do is tap it and make a slight crack before you start to boil it, and enough water gets in that it holds that membrane.
Oh. So the water gets in between.
Boil it, crack it a little
crack
bit.
Just a tiny bit.
But this happens to my eggs all the time.
Yeah, especially if you're getting fresh eggs.
Yeah.
So get fresh eggs, crack them a little bit, boil them that way.
Mm-mm-mm. What did you get?
So how does that taste different, Monty, a turkey egg from a chicken's egg?
It looks different. I don't think it tastes all that much different.
Oh, I think it's richer.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll give it another bite to see. You're definitely right. It's richer. It's richer.
I wish we did have a visual on this.
Right? I'm just going to take a break here. Listen, you can hear me eat. Lisa Crocker from EIEIO Farm in Leverett. Just fun to say every time. Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.